Deb McMahon, thank you for talking with me today. My first question to you would be, we've seen an increase in drug-related overdoses and deaths, especially in Indiana over the last couple of years. From your vantage point, what do you think the cause of this is?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but we're number 9 in the country in terms of prescribing opiates. We prescribe 109 prescriptions for every 100 patients here in Indiana. So there's an abundance of prescription opiates available. And unfortunately, people can become unintentionally dependent or addicted on those. Unfortunately, people also tend to think that they're safe, that if a physician prescribed them, that they must be safe. And so sometimes I think what happens is, oh, you're out working in the yard, or you pick up your grandchild the wrong way, or you have a migraine and you take a few extra doses because, you know, it's a safe medicine. And unfortunately, those people don't wake up again.
So that's the statewide outlook. How do things look here in Fort Wayne and Allen County as a whole?
I don't have the exact numbers because that probably won't be available until a couple months into the new year. But as of the fall, we'd seen a 30% increase here in Allen County. And that includes both prescription opiates like we were just talking about, but unfortunately we've also seen an increase in the use of heroin. We, in partnership with the Fort Wayne Medical Education Program and the Coroner's Office, have been doing for the past few years looking at our overdose deaths here in Allen County. And from 2008 to 2013, we had an 80% increase in the number of people who, you know, took medication and had every thought in the world of getting up the next day and going to work or going to school or, you know, just living their normal routine life and didn't wake up again.
So would you say that it's an access thing, that it's just too easy to obtain regardless of what the circumstances are?
You know, unfortunately, I think that's true. We did have some really significant legislation really kind of revising the guidelines for which physicians practice. The medical prescribing rules were adopted a couple years ago at the behest of not only our state legislator, but the Attorney General's Prescription Drug Task Force. And so I think that has begun to rein in the overprescribing. But unfortunately, I think a certain percentage of those people who had relatively easy access both from primary care and pain doctors, but also because we've had some ill-intentioned people overprescribing and that are no longer practicing, that really created a problem where some of these people then, they shut down their access and they turned to heroin because it was easier to get and it's cheaper.
I don't need an exact answer if you can't give one, but how far away do you think we are from like really getting to the heart of fixing this and making sure that those numbers start to decrease and significantly?
You know, I think we're at really just the beginning of a big journey, because this is really, everybody owns some of this problem, Zach. The problem is we want a quick fix as a patient. As somebody, you know, we're not the healthiest of states. We all know that. And many of us have manual jobs. Or we like to be active and we like to play golf or do things, but we're not willing to do the work of staying in shape, and then we injure ourselves. And then we take medicine, and then, man, that starts feeling pretty good, and before you know it, we have a problem. So patients have to buy into this. The public has to buy into this, that, you know, I may have to work hard to get rid of this pain, or I may have to learn to live with some pain as long as I can function and do what I want to do. But when we look at the population that's really rising the fastest in terms of addiction to heroin, it's our 18 to 25-year-olds. Parents, you need to start having some conversations with kids, and that starts with you becoming informed. You need to take advantage of opportunities to learn about these issues and then have these very frank discussions with your kids, because if you don't, somebody else will.